It's the final moments of the full circle with myself, Bridget Masinger. We've got Tsepo Sifotlelo joining me on the line, the Executive Head, Communications and Advocacy for the GBV Response Fund. And he's just going to be updating us on where things stand. Good afternoon to you, Tsepo. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks yourself, Bridget.
I'm fantastic. So as we get into it, perhaps give us an update as to where things stand with the GBV Response Fund and maybe even some of the work that you've undertaken since its inception.
Yeah, sure. So Bridget, as South Africans or SAFM listeners would remember, the fund was launched on the 21st of February 2021 by the president. And then last year, we went through on our first round of funding 154 community-based organizations. So in February of this year, they were getting their second tranche of payments, because it's a funding that's over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently working on coming out with our request for proposal 2, where we'll be expanding on the pillars of the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence. We'll be introducing new pillars, but we'll also be expanding on the current pillars that we're implementing with the 154 community-based organizations that I just mentioned. I continue to fund them, but obviously there are KPIs that they have to meet, and then we'll add more onto that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what also we've been doing as well is we've been conducting roadshows since last year, where we go and visit the community-based organizations that we are funding, so that we can see the work that they're doing. And then there's about 4 special projects that we are funding as well. So the one project, look at work of GBV that's been done in the faith-based sector.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, it's the Niema Foundation for the Deaf, which does GBV work for the deaf community. And,
mm-hmm.
and 2 others that we are finalizing that I really can't say anything at the moment until
okay.
we finalize them. And yeah, that's just a quick snapshot of the work that we've been doing.
Yeah. In terms of the current pillars of, the GBV Response Fund pillars, what's the current pillars and the expansion that you're looking to make towards that?
Yeah, so there's 6 pillars there are 6 pillars. So when we went with RFP, when we went out with RFP 1 in 2021, we looked for community-based organization that do work that responds to pillar 2,
okay.
which is prevention and rebuilding social cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third pillar that looks at justice for victims and survivors and access to justice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at pillar 3 that looks at justice, perhaps a victim or survivor can get legal aid. If they need to secure a restraining order from their abuser, or if I'm a husband who's economically violating or abusing my wife, then we can help them secure a spousal income and child support as well. So I don't have to stay in a relationship because I'm not working and he's withholding money because I'm starting to stand up for myself as a wife or even as a husband, right?
Mm.
So those are kind of things. But there's a multitude of other work that we do that speaks to that. When we speak about prevention and reaching social cohesion, it's about training. And we know that a lot of South Africans are aware of gender-based violence, but then the question, so what?
Mm.
So then we train on the so what, but we have programs that speak to men and that speak to boys, because we know that if we want to prevent gender-based violence and femicide, we need to speak to programs that assist and support men to not do that and to move away from that.
I'm loving everything that I'm hearing, Tsepo, because it also seems to me, in as far as just the responsiveness and the practicality of some of the implementation in the pillars, speaks to a more holistic solution-based approach.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you raised that point, because it's a very important one. Because I'll give you an example, right? It's going to take all of us to stop this. And for example, in South Africa, ordinarily, whether it's at the work, whether it's at home or in church, when somebody tries to report that I'm being abused or somebody has hit me, the first point of call is, let's keep it quiet. We don't want to embarrass the church.
Mm.
We don't embarrass this. So again, it just shows you that as a community, we need to move away from that, right?
Mm.
But also, when somebody is speaking and is reporting it, are we shaming that person? Is that person comfortable enough to be assisted? And when they go and report it to the police, is the system functional to assist them, right?
Mm.
And what government did to realize that you know what, our system is not geared, together with the National Prosecuting Authority, they launched what is called Tuzela Care Centers, right?
Mm.
So these centers that are in clinics, there's currently about 74 of them nationally. So if I'm a victim, I walk in, there's a policeman that can take my case, but they will be able to make sure that the case has been taken. There'll be a health practitioner who'll be able to take the swabs and be able to inspect me, you know, so that it's a stronger case.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's mental awareness, psychosocial support as well. And what we've seen is that cases that are managed or that are brought into the Tuzela Care Center, the conviction rate is 74%,
mm.
which is significantly higher than the general one. So what we've done is we've partnered now with the NPA and together with the Minerals Council of South Africa and Vodacom, where we are going to introduce and build more Tuzela Care Centers, because I think ultimately it would be great if all cases of gender-based violence and femicide are actually reported at the Tuzela Care Centers, so that we can have significantly higher conviction rate.
And I mean, I was going to ask you, in as far as some of the programs that you've piloted over, you know, the recent years on the back of this response fund. And I think just what you're saying about Tuzela right now, it makes for a positive case study to sort of expand and magnify a lot more of the work that you are doing through the fund.
No, absolutely. Like I said, you know, what one thing that we've realized is that the system sometimes is not geared to be able to support and assist, you know, victims of gender-based violence in accessing justice, right? And this, the Tuzela Care Center is just one of those. But another program that I mentioned Special Projects, there's a program called What About the Boys, right?
Mm.
So What About the Boys is a program that goes and engages boys that are in high school, you know, to say, guys, it's okay to be masculine. A man needs to be masculine, right? But it's about moving away from masculinity that is toxic, right? So if I'm you know the saying, boys will be boys. Don't show your emotions. Be aggressive. Don't take an L. Don't take the loss. What is your body count? You know? And they say, what is your body count? We are referring to women. We're referring to girls, right? So it's about, guys, let's. It's okay to have empathy. It's okay to recognize that you are an emotional being. You are a physical being. You are a mental being. So how do you listen to those different aspects that makes you a human being, right? So those are just some of the programs that we are looking at and we are seeing. And obviously, there's very strict monitoring and evaluation, because there's got to be impact.
And we are seeing.
And hopefully, this can be a program really that can be rolled out nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like there is some progress. You know, surely, slowly but surely, certain corners of the country are chipping away at a very systemic problem. And just as we wrap it up, you recently visited the Eastern Cape, and there were some interesting observations made by yourself and your team, in as far as some of the work that's being undertaken there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, these are women that sometimes their own communities are rejecting them. You know, if I could just give you an example of a story. Here's a woman who was saying, you know, there was lobola, there was traditional wedding, the families came together. A couple of months later, we learned that I cannot have kids, right? Then that's when the abuse started coming, right? She tried to run back home to say, listen, abang patanga kahle, I'm being abused. And her own family says, no, but ilobola has been paid. You now belong to that family.
Mm.
So she's being rejected by her husband. She's being abused by her husband. But not only is he being abusive emotionally and physically, but economically, right?
Mm.
So now what happened is, you know, through the Tata Women's Empowerment Group, which is a community-based organization that we are funding, they've created safe spaces where they come together as women that have been abused. They talk about their issues. They express themselves. They get mental awareness support. You know, they're able to open up a case and make sure that the perpetrator was the husband at this time. They get taken to book. But also what they've done is they've come together and opened cooperatives, such as, you know, where they are farming, and then they sell the produce that they produce. But also they do arts and crafts, where they sell the beading from a tourism perspective, and they say, you know what, I no longer go to bed hungry, because I'm able to feed myself. Now, these These are women who face significant challenges over and above gender-based violence and femicide, but now they are now helping other women in their area and making them part of their community and saying, you know what, we are going to stand up for ourselves. And I think for me, that's a very positive story. And I think, you know, it's very powerful when the community realizes that actually, you know what, we too can have solutions to our own challenges.
Absolutely. Tsepo, thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. He's the executive head of communications and advocacy for the GBVF Response Fund. And that is how we call it a day on the Full Circle today. We appreciate you always choosing